the iron. Rebound to Becker. She loses it. Over to Hicks on the rebound for Case. She's eventually fouled. About 5 seconds came off the clock. It was Lilana Cruz on the foul. That's her second, team's eighth. Hicks now at the line in the penalty. Score still remains 76-72. We're seeing Case with that lead. Hicks now on the first. In and out, no good. Rebound to Kreisch. Kreisch looking for Becker. She finds her. Becker over to Wentz, but she kicks it out of bounds. Again, trying to go a little too quick. 18 seconds to go. They're only down by four. They lose possession of it over to Case. Baumstark now on the pass in to Hicks. She finds her. Park looking to foul, and they do. That foul was on Kreisch. That's her fourth, team's ninth. Hicks will be going back to the line here. Still a 1-1 situation for Racine Case. She has the ball in her hand. Looks to put up the shot. In and out, no good. Out of bounds.
WRJN Racine.
Park will get the ball here. 13.5 seconds and counting. 76-72 remains our score. Inbounds now to Becker. Becker looking to drive it up the floor. She gets it over to Cruz. Cruz puts up a three. No good. Kreisch on the rebound. Puts up a shot of her own. That's no good. Bostic now. No good. Puts up another shot. No good. And it dribbles out of bounds as time expires. Final score here. We're seeing Case 76. Racine Park 72. Well fought out battle till the end there. Next up will be our marquee matchup. The one our listeners are ready for. It'll be the boys' iteration of Case at Park. You're listening to High School Basketball on DG Sports.
From the Park Fieldhouse, it's high school basketball on DG Sports. Tonight it's a Southeast Conference game between the Case Eagles, 3-2 overall, 1-1 in conference, versus the Park Panthers, 4-1 overall, 2-0 in conference. Hello once again, everyone. Dick Rassef along with Dylan Dooley producing the broadcast. Case defeated Janesville Parker 89-64 in their last contest, a non-conference game. Park held on to defeat Franklin 66-60 in a Southeast Conference battle. The Eagles are led in scoring by Anthony Bull, 13 points per game, Macia Collins, 13 points per game, and Michael Farr, 12 points per game. The Panthers are led in scoring by Jackson Moss, 20 points per game, and Isaiah Robbins, 16 points per game. Last year, Case won both outings between the two teams. Park hopes to change that this year with the squad that they have assembled. My keys to the game, first for the Eagles. Got to get good looks for perimeter shots. Put the ball into the hands of Bull. I was going to say Farr also, but we've been told he is a game-time decision whether he'll play or not. And finally, got to win the rebounding war to have a chance to win. My keys to the game for the Panthers: play up tempo as much as possible. Look for Robinson to lead the break. The break put plays, and they must be better at the charity stripe tonight than the last time that we had the Park Panthers. And again, as Dylan just mentioned and called that last almost 11 minutes. In the girls' game, the Lady Eagles defeated the Lady Panthers 76-72 in a very good, highly contested ball game. So I'll turn it back over to Dylan. He's had a chance to rest a little bit now and hear from our sponsors and patrons.
Thanks, Dick. At this time, I'd like to take a moment to recognize our amazing sponsors and patrons who make it possible for us to bring you these games. These are some very special individuals and companies who share our passion for recognizing and supporting our student-athletes, coaches, and community. We appreciate the support of our sponsors and patrons to help us bring you this high school basketball event. We're supporting our student-athletes, coaches, and community, streaming live, covering all 10 Racine City and County High Schools on DG Sports. Tonight's game is brought to you by Roma Lodge on Spring Street in Racine, Lingzon Lathrop Sicko and Convenience Store, Gordy Boucher Lincoln in West Dallas, Financial Service Group in Racine, Frater and the Medical College of Wisconsin, Cancer Network, Docs on the Fox in Waterford, the Personal Injury Attorneys at Habish, Habish, and Rotier, our patrons Chris Gorman, Gary Schoenert, Bob Letch, Tim Owens, Jim Rammel, Jason Troitler, Ryan Thompson, Brian Polda, Mike Paczynski, Greg Owens, Johnson Park Golf Course in Racine, Casey Robbins, Jason Atanasoff. Those are our patrons. Again, you're listening to Dick Graceffa streaming live coverage of high school basketball on DG Sports. Listen live or hear a replay of the game anytime, anywhere at dgsports.mixler.com.
All right, thanks, Dylan. Let's run down now the starters for both teams, starting with the Case Eagles. Starting at guard, 6'1" senior Anthony Bull. Starting at guard, 6'2" junior Caden Williams. Starting at guard, 6'1" sophomore Michael Lewis. Starting at forward, 6'5" junior Maceo Collins. And starting at guard, 5'11" junior Miles McQuillan. Head coach Jake Merce. Your starters for the Park Panthers. Starting at guard, 6'1" sophomore Zari Gwynn. Starting at guard, 6' senior Isaiah Robinson. Starting at forward, 6'4" senior Cam Betker. Starting at guard, 6' sophomore Cole Betker. And starting at center, 6'7" senior Jackson Moss. Your head coach, Casey Robbins. And again, the Eagles defeated the Panthers in both games last year. We covered the game here last year, and it was a lack of defense and mental lapses by the Park Panthers on many possessions where the Eagles got easy baskets. I'm sure they watched that film quite a few times during the summer.
As a very fun game last time. Anytime these two teams meet together, conference rivalry, they go back and forth often and frequent. We're in for a good showcase tonight for these two teams. I believe Case was projected to finish first, right, by Mark Miller for the conference. So I think Park's going to try and send a message here on the scoreboard. But you know, Michael Farr is out tonight, so possibly that's a huge loss if he is out for Case.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see when the starters are announced, but I'm looking to see him. And
I think that's him with the lime green shoes on right under the basket.
Yeah, okay. So
he looks a little gingerly out there, though.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. He looks like he may want to give it a go. If he does, we'll, as we say, we'll pencil him in. And again, this game tonight, Dylan mentioned that the WBY predicted the Case Eagles to win the conference again. However, they picked the Panthers as the runner-up, so that could be a flip-flop before this season's over with. And again, Park's only blemish was an overtime loss to the St. Catharines Angels, which my partner thought the Panthers had every opportunity to win in regulation.
I mean, they were up by almost 7, I think, in regulation and ended up giving up that lead. And St. Cats fought back to force an overtime. And then they were able to overcome them in overtime. But I think that's a game that Park could and should have won in regulation.
Interesting how those things happen and they flip-flop. Because we said the same thing when we called the St. Catharines Racine Lutheran game, that the Angels could have won that game in regulation. So, see, things have a way of switching, turning. That's why high school sports, both the two we do, football and basketball, is so exciting.
Yeah, I think, you know, even if a team's, let's say, 12-0 in basketball and the other team's 0-12, well, you still could have a really good matchup on your hands based off of what happens throughout the night. You look at that matchup in college or professional, you're going to say, wow, that's a blowout. Here comes a 50-point game. Well, at the high school level, things usually are much different. It might be close in the first half, and all of a sudden the team pulls away in the second, whatever the case, but you can always throw records out the window for high school sports.
Yeah, I'm looking at Michael Farr again, and you are correct. He's doing the drills, but I don't know. It looks like he's going to try it. He just strolled to the basket now, and he looked okay. So he must really have that baby heavily taped.
Was it his wrist, you said, or his ankle?
I thought that Coach Burst told me it was his ankle.
Okay.
That he had a bad sprain and it was going to be a game time decision, but I'm sure if he could go or he wanted to try it. So, I mean, we're in pregame right now, so that's totally different from play when we get into playing the game. A lot of different turns and everything in the game versus just, you know, pre-warm-ups.
Yeah, putting up shots against air is much different than having a defender inches away from your body and you trying to have to go around him, especially against a strong team like Racine Park. They're not going to go easy on him, that's for sure.
All right, so I think we should step away for 2 minutes and hear from some of our sponsors. You're listening to High School Basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
To having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues, Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily, pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Yeah, miss any of tonight's broadcast, or if you, your friends, or family would like to hear the game at a later date, all of our games are archived at ddsports.mixler.com. Select the recording of your game of interest. At Gordy Boucher Lincoln, they ride with you every mile before, during, and after the sale. It's more than a motto at Boucher, it's their mission. Their professional team truly listens to your wants and finds the best vehicle to fit your budget. After the sale, they're there to assist you with any vehicle feature or functionality questions. Visit GordyBoucherLincoln.net to browse their inventory online, request more information about vehicles, set up a test drive, or inquire about financing. Stop in their showroom at 3161 South 108th Street in West Dallas. That's Gordy Boucher Lincoln. No one wants to wait around until retirement to start living a great life. At Financial Service Group, they want to see you live your great life however you define it, long before you retire. Learn more about Financial Service Group's fee-only financial planning for your great life at toyourwealth.com. Call 262-554-4500 for a no-obligation consultation with one of their certified professional planners. When the diagnosis is cancer, you can rely on the innovative care backed by the power of Eastern Wisconsin's only academic medical center. Frater and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Center gives patients access to world-leading treatment options for cancer care. Choose from multiple convenient locations throughout the Frater and Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network. To learn more or find a caregiver, go to frater.com/cancer, call 414-805-0505. Roma Lodge, the ideal venue for your party, wedding, banquet, conference, fundraiser, corporate, or school event. With five banquet rooms, Roma can accommodate groups from 25 to 700. You'll choose from among a range of customizable, budget-friendly menus, family-style, buffet, or sit-down services. With a convenient location and ample parking, everyone at Roma Lodge is committed to making your event a success. We can also cater an event at your location. Call 262-886-3610 to learn more. That's Roma Lodge, 7130 Spring Street in Racine.
All right, thanks, Dylan, for all those commercial spots, as we appreciate all of our sponsors and patrons. We can't say enough about them. And again, with the holiday season right around the corner, we want to wish all of them a very happy holiday season to all of our patrons and sponsors.
Yeah, our listeners, too, we're very grateful for each and every one of you who tune into our sports each and every week, whether it's football, basketball, whatever it is you like to tune into, whether it's every game, once a week, whatever the case. We're grateful for you all, and we want to wish you all a happy holidays and a Merry Christmas as well.
All right, we're about a minute 30 away from turning this over to the PA announcer for the Park High School tonight, which is Jim Betker tonight, former head basketball coach. He'll be doing the announcing tonight. So both teams finishing up their warm-ups. And then we'll hear the horn, and then we'll turn it over to Mr. Betker. And both teams now going over to their respective benches. Final free throws being shot by the Case Eagles. And we'll give you the uniform colors once they take off their warm-up. Don't see that much anymore. Both teams dressed in total warm-ups, pants and tops.
High school, Case High School, the WIA required this sportsmanship by student athletes.
So we'll turn it over now to Mr. Jim Betker. National anthem. Now we'll get the starters for both teams and then we'll get this one underway. Again, your starters for first for the Eagles should be Bull, Williams, Lewis, Collins, and McWilliam. Starters for the Panthers will be Gwynn, Robinson, Betker, and Moss. Your head coach is first for the Eagles, Jake Burse. For the Park Panthers, Casey Robbins. And it looks like Michael Farr will indeed give it a go tonight. So we'll pencil him in. All right, now the lights go down for the Panthers to be introduced. And all the Park students flashing their phones on and off.
It looks like a bunch of wristbands, too, across the field house. I seen they were selling them down there in the entrance. They're all different colors.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. So the Panthers will be dressed in their home white uniforms with the orange and blue trim. And your Case Eagles will be dressed in their away black uniforms with the white trim. So So it'll be Moss jumping for the Panthers. And Maceo Collins for the Eagles. There's the tip. It's controlled by the Eagles, and it'll be Michael Farr, as we said. He's going to try it. He brings it across the timeline. Al takes it over to the wing. Still has it. Looks like he's ready to go. Puts up a floater shot that's no good, and we got a foul after only about 10 seconds in this ball game. That foul was on Cam Betker, his first, team first. So Michael Farr at the line for two. First one up, shooter's touch is no good. Get the second now. Second one up, all net, good. 1-0. Park with the, I should say, Case with the lead as Isaiah Robinson now will bring it across. It looks like he's going to be guarded by Farr tonight. Robinson takes it in all the way. Tried to put up a scoop shot. It's knocked out of his hands by Lewis, and it'll remain with the Park Panthers. Robinson to inbound. See if he gets it to the one Betker. Try to get that shot up. Nope. They give it back to Robinson. Now comes back to the top of the key to Gwynn. Now from the corner, the three-pointers. No good. Short off the ring from Moss. Farr had it taken away by Robinson. And he stepped on the baseline, so to go back over to Case. 1-0 is our score. Eagles with the lead. Far to inbound. Gets it into Bull right away. Bull hasn't touched it much tonight so far. As Farr brings it across. Now they set it up. As Farr brings it to the top of the key. Looking for Bull on the wing. He wasn't open. Now they give it to him on the other wing. His three-pointer's an air ball. But Robinson or Moss cannot, either one of them could control it. So it'll stay with the Case Eagles. Bull to inbound. 16:59 to go in our first half, just underway. Michael Farr to get it in. Finally gets it in. Just beat the five-second count. Kaden Williams with the basketball, gives it back to Farr on the wing. Now he gives it up to Bull at the top of the key. Bull looking to pass, gives it back to Williams. Now Williams goes over to Lewis. Now to Williams on the drive, pulls up, shoots, can't get it to go. Moss with the rebound, and he'll give it to Gwynn. See if Park can get their first points. Gwynn with the basketball now. Driving in, almost a travel, gives it to Moss. Now Moss on the drive, gives it up to Betker. Now Betker to Robinson. His three-pointer is no good, airballed. And here comes Williams the other way with it. Needs help and gets it to Lewis. Lewis now almost had it taken away. Now we're going to have a player control foul coming up on the Eagles. That falls on Lewis, his first, team first. So Moss inbounds to Robinson, and again being guarded by Farr. Pass goes over to Cole Betker, then he tries to go inside, rejected by the Eagles. Nice play by the Eagles, here comes Farr, intercepted by Betker. Now they come down to Moss, and he scores. Give Isaiah Robinson the assist, and it's 2-1. Park with the lead. Farr brings it across, being guarded by Robinson. He blows right by him. Now they pass across court to Bull. Now Bull being ridden by Cole Betker, and the rebound comes down to Gwynn on that missed shot by the Eagles. Gwynn gets it up to Moss. Now back to Robinson. Now to Moss. Now cross court to Isaiah Robinson. On the drive, Isaiah Robinson still has it. Now gives it up to Gwynn. His three-pointer is no good. Tap up no good by Betker, and that was Cam Betker that tried to put it back in, and it's still 2-1. Michael Farr finds Collins underneath on the no-look pass to give Case a 3-2 lead. So here comes Robinson across the timeline. Tells, waves him off, now gives it to Moss at the top of the key. Then they go to Gwynn on the wing. Now the other wing to Isaiah Robinson. No good. No one was home for the Panthers, and the Eagles get another big rebound as Bull has the ball in his hands. And they spread it out. Almost looks like a four-corner offense right now for the Case Eagles. Now Gwynn, I should say Farr, gets it inside to Lewis, and he missed both of those shots. So that foul was on Gwynn, his first, team second. Collins at the line, 4-2. First one up, no good, a brick. Maceo, Collins. Second one up is also no good. And the rebound, though, put back by Bull. And again, the Eagles so far tonight have been in the right place at the right time. 5-2. They lead, 13:50 to go in our first half. Isaiah Robinson directing traffic. Now gives it up to Gwynn at the top of the key. Then he gives it to Moss. Moss driving in, almost has it taken away. He's not a ball handler. He's supposed to be positioned down low. Now Robinson coming inside, pulls up a wild shot. Now Betker's going to put up a three. That's good. That's Cole Betker with the three-pointer to tie it up at five. Now Farr, it was knocked away from him so he can go get it, which he did, and brought it across the timeline. Trying to get it to someone, gets it to Bull. Now Bull throws it across court to Collins. What's Collins going to do with it? Get it to Bull. Bull's going to put up the three. That's no good. Too hard. Robinson had the rebound, and he let it go up. He gave it up. So Williams is going to go to the line and shoot two. Again, in the wrong place at the wrong time. Fouls on Gwynn, his second, team third. All right, Williams for the first time tonight. 12:56 to go in our first half. First one up, barely hit the rim. You'll get the second one now. Anton Graham, coach of the Case Eagles, in the house, supporting his Eagles. We're still tied at five. Second one up. That's no good. Robinson with the rebound. And they'll bring it across. Robinson gives it up to Williams. Shot by Moss is good. Moss with the basket for the Panthers. Okay, the Eagles on their way down. Farr takes it across, streams all the way down, puts up a wild shot, and they're going to get a blocking foul. I think it'll be on Moss. It's on Moss, his first, team fourth. So Farr at the line, the guy you don't want to foul for two. .12-27 to go in our first half. 1-for-2 for Michael Farr. He was our DG Sports Player of the Game in the last game we did at Case. First one up, good. Got it all. Second one up, also good to make it 7-7. All tied, 12:20 to go in our first half. Again, Robinson takes it across, gives it to Betker. Here's his three-pointer, good. Cole Betker with the three-pointer to make it 10-7. Park with the lead. So far, bringing it across. They actually, it's interesting, Dylan, they're slowing it down a little bit tonight. The Eagles, that's not their style of play normally. Now Farr blowing inside, had a no-look pass to Williams, and he wasn't ready for it, so it'll go back to the Park Panthers. Moss inbounds to Robinson. And Robinson will walk it up. We're under 12 to play now in the first half. They get it into Moss. Moss on the drive. Pull up. He traveled with it. Yes, he did. Checking in for the first time tonight is 5'9" sophomore guard Tolan Johnson. For Williams for the Eagles. Thought maybe we'd see Farr go out, but no, he's hanging in there. Farr gives it up to Bull at the top of the key. Gives it to Johnson, who just came in. Johnson on the drive, has it blocked. Then Cole Betker wanted to go through and got a foul. Coming up on the Eagles. That foul's on Farr, his first. Team second. So Robinson will walk it up as we played 11 minutes in the first half. 10-7, Park with the lead. Betker gave it up, Cam Betker that was. Now Cole Betker has it in his hands, gives it to his brother Cam. Now they go inside, turn around by Moss is no good. He gets his own rebound, puts it up and scores. Jackson Moss with the putback to make it 12-7. Park with the lead as Farr brings it across. Farr now almost a travel, gives it up to Bull on the wing. Now Bull brings it back out. Now drives down in the corner, almost has it taken away. Now Farr on the wing, goes across court. Here's a three-pointer that's no good by Lewis and a rebound to Isaiah Robinson. Giving it to Betker. Now Betker gives it to Moss, and he's in trouble. Now they go in the corner to Robinson. His three-pointer's good. Isaiah Robinson with the three-pointer to make it 15-7. Park with the lead. We're down to 10 to play in our first half. Farr takes it across the timeline. Now brings it over on the wing and gives it up to Bull. Bull's got to start shooting. Now they go to Farr. He's got the three-pointer, and he hits it. Michael Farr with the three-pointer. A little taunting there by him. But we know where they get that from. So Robinson brings it across. 15-10 now is their score. Park with the lead. Gave it up to Eastland. Eastland's also in the game now for the Park Panthers. Moss, pull-up shot, good. Jackson Moss with the pull-up, eight-footer to make it 17-10. Here comes Farr now. We close in on 9 minutes to go. 9 minutes to go in our first half. Stick around. We'll have our latest coaches poll coming up. And scoring. There's a turnaround shot by Bull. It's only a two on the line. Everybody got excited. He was on the line, 17-12. Now Isaiah brings it up slowly for the Panthers. 8:50 to go. Now on the drive, Moss. And they're going to call him for a travel, I believe. Checking in the first time is Fenderson, the 6'1" guard, senior guard for Case. And we got a 30-second timeout called by the Case Eagles.
Dick, a little bit of good news. Athletic director for Case, Joe Arbinger, in the building, has a walking cane after his replacement he had, and
It's good to see him back up and on his feet.
So you must have spotted him.
Hey, he's down there by the athletic trainer table over there.
Oh, okay.
He sat and took
I see him.
Most of the half. And
yep.
It's good to see him back and around the sports again.
So Miles McEwen also in for the Case Eagles. He was going to be the starter if Farr couldn't go. Now here's Bull with the basketball. Has it taken away. Taken away by Robinson. Bringing it all the way down. Putting it up and scoring. To make it 19-12. Isaiah Robinson on that steal. Now here comes the Case Eagles. Pass comes over to Collins. He gives it up to McEwen. And back out to Bull. Now they do have Farr out of the game. Bull on the drive. Turn around. McEwen on the drive. Let's see what they call. They'll call a hold. I don't know if they were going to call traveling or what. The foul's on Cam Betker, his second, team fifth. So first time at the line for Miles. First one up is good. Checking in for the first time tonight is Jamarian DeLeon, the 6 foot junior guard for the Panthers. Replacing Betker. So McEwen to get the second. Second one up. That one is no good. Rebound to Cole Betker. And he gets it to Moss right away. Moss pulls up for the three. Shoots it and scores. Nope. They're going to say it was a 2 foot was on the line to make it 21-13. Park with the lead. 7:45 to go in our first half. Fenderson to Bull. His three-pointer. An NBA is no good, and Moss with the rebound. They're going to get somebody for a foul here as he had very good position. That foul's on Tolan Johnson, his first, team third. So Park to inbound. It'll be Cole Betker inbounding to Robinson as we play up into almost 7 minutes to go in our first half. Robinson with the basketball. Gives it to Moss. Moss goes over to DeLeon. Back to Robinson to Moss. Moss puts it up. A wild shot that's no good, but he drew a foul. That craziness, he still drew a foul out of it. Moss shooting two. So Moss at the line, 4-2. First one up is good. Checking in is Jacob Freeman, a 5'11 senior guard now for the Panthers. Second one up, that's no good. Hit the ring and that's it. Now Michael Farr back into the game for the Case Eagles. They need him. Farr and Bull are the two returners for the Eagles. Farr pulls up for a three-pointer, barely hit the rim. And here comes Robinson down to Betker. Oh, they feed it from Moss to Freeman, and he couldn't get it to go. And then finally, Bull comes up with the basketball in the backcourt. Being ridden by Freeman. Now he gets it over to Farr. 22-13 is our score. 6:30 and counting in our first half. Park with the lead. Farr on the drive. Pull back. Nothing there. Gives it up to Bull at the top of the key. Bull on the drive. Loses it. And here comes Moss the other way. Down to Robinson, and he can't handle it. It goes out of bounds. So to go back over to the Case Eagles. And here comes Fire across the way for the Case Eagles. Gives it up to Bull at the top of the key. He goes across court to Lewis. Then Bull, now Fire from the corner. His three-pointer no good. Moss with another rebound. Excellent position. And they're going to get Maceo Collins, his second, for the foul. So Robinson inbounds it to DeLeon, back to Robinson. Robinson takes it across, now gives it up to Cole Becker. They come inside to Jackson Moss, and he's fouled. That fouls on Lewis, his second, team sixth. Becker now gives it up to Robinson. Robinson on the drive, throws it back out. Here's a three-pointer, that's good. Three-pointer by Freeman to make it 25-13. Now Bull with the basketball on the wing. Pull-up shot by Bull. Can't get it to go. Rebound to Robinson. And Robinson coming down quickly. All the way down, puts it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound to Bull. Now they're pushing it up the floor. The Eagles are. To Williams. And Williams scores to make it 25-15. 4:50 to go in our first half. Robinson with the basketball. Now on the drive. Now back to DeLeon. His three-pointers, no good. Hits the top of the beam, no good. Put back is good by Moss. Michael Farr's asking what I'm asking. Evidently Dylan was in on the computer because it looked like it hit the beam. Count the basket.
And for, in my opinion, it rolled the rim, the edge of the backboard, but I didn't think it hit the iron.
All right. Free throw's no good, but they're right there to put it back. Is DeLeon to make it 29-15. So Far gets it down. Gives it up to Bull. Bull driving inside. Now from the corner, the three-pointer airballed by McEwen. And here comes Moss the other way for the Panthers with 4 minutes to go in our first half. Moss is going to put up a three. In and out, no good. Put back is good. Put back was good by the Panthers. DeLeon to make it 31-15. Now there's a little hook shot, bunny shot by McEwen. That's good to make it 31-17. 3:29 to go. Robinson with the basketball. Robinson on the drive. Gave it up. Moss wasn't expecting it. Checking back in is Collins. And they're giving Bull a rest. Correction. Bull's taking it out. McEwen checks out for the Eagles. As Williams takes it across, now gives it up to Bull. Bull tries to go inside. He does. Shot is up and good by Collins to make it 31-19. 3 minutes to go in our first half. Robinson gives it up now to Freeman. Freeman takes it to the top of the key. Now gives it to Becker. Becker's three-pointer barely hit the ring, but Moss is there for the rebound. He loses it now, gets it back. Now comes inside. Now gives it to Robinson for his three. No good. And the rebound to Williams, and he throws it out of bounds. Oh, and then we have a Case Eagle tweak his ankle a little bit. We'll see if he stays in. That's Michael Lewis. And the ball's going to go back over to the Panthers with 2:29 to go in our first half. Robinson with the basketball. Gives it back out to Moss. Moss trying to come inside. Does. Shot is up and good by Jackson Moss. I don't know how he got it away, but he did. 33-19. We close in on 2 minutes to go. Fire with the basketball. Took it across, being guarded by Robinson. Now Robinson takes it away from Fire all the way down. Puts it up, no good. Put back. He fouled, though. Fire made sure he wouldn't make that layup. That's the second one on Fire. Team 8th. So two shots for Isaiah. First time at the line tonight for Isaiah. First one up is no good. Moss checks out. Santoya White, 6 foot guard, senior guard, comes in for Moss. Second one up, no good also. And a rebound to Collins. Fire with the basketball, 1:45 to play in our first half. Here's a floater that's up, that's no good by Michael Lewis, but he'll go to the line to shoot two. The floater was no good. The foul's on De Leon. His first, team 6th. So Lewis at the line. First time. First one up, no good. Checking back in will be Williams for Collins. 1:41 to play. Second one up is good. And Robinson will walk it up. 33-20. Robinson with the basketball now gets the screen. Now Betker from the corner. His three-pointer's no good. Rebound to Johnson. Gets it to Bull quickly. Bull with the reverse layup. That's good. Nice play by Bull to make it 33-22. Now De Leon comes in. Shoots up. No good. Rebound to Williams. Now taken away by Robinson. No good. And then taken away by Bull. And he finds a man open down court. That's no good. And that was Lewis that missed the bunny. And Santoya White came up with it. And now we got a timeout call by the Park Panthers. 32nd timeout. So we'll keep it here. We'll just run down our halftime programming for you. We'll run through the coaches poll for this week. Dylan will have the unofficial scoring for both teams. And we'll also give you a preview of our last game. Can you believe it? Our last game for 2024 is tomorrow.
It's been a very fun basketball season so far. We had a long football season, all the way including a state championship, so no rest for the wicked, as they say, Dick.
Yep. And we should mention it's the St. Thomas More Cavaliers at the Lutheran Crusaders gym tomorrow night. So here's Robinson with the basketball. We're under a minute to play now. Robinson now gives it up to Santoya White. His three-pointer's no good. And got a foul coming up on Park. Falls on Freeman. He should go to the line for a 1-1. Okay, we are going. Still got 39 seconds to go. So he's at the line for a 1-1. First one up is good. Moss checks back in for Santoya White. He's 1 for 3, by the way. He'll get the second now. Second one's also good to make it 33-24. 9-point lead now for the Panthers. As we close in on the end of our first half, Betker gives it right back to Robinson. Then they get over to Freeman, who loses it, and Bull's going to try to save it. Should have been a travel, but here comes Robinson the other way. Gives it up. Shot good by DeLeon. And they're going to say a double dribble. Double dribble by Isaiah Robinson, of all people. So Farr's going to come up with 18 seconds to go, and I think they'll play for one. Referee's telling Jake Burst to get back in the coach's box. Now Farr comes in, puts it up, no good. Rebound. Robinson trying to get it down. And that's the end of our first half of play with our score. The Park Panthers 33, the Case Eagles 24. We'll step away for 2 minutes. You're listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas, just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser, bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
With Thanksgiving just days away, O&H Danish Bakery's Thanksgiving Stuffed Kringle has become a traditional family favorite. A filling stuffed with more crunchy pecans and more cranberries makes it doubly delicious. So be sure to pick up one today. And while visiting family and friends over the weekend, be sure to bring an O&H Kringle to share and enjoy. Everyone loves oven fresh Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Select a recording of your game of interest.
All right, thanks, Dylan. Let's take a moment now to run down the coaches poll for week 3, sponsored by Wisp Sports. Starting in Division 1, it's DePere, followed by Kaukauna, Kettle Moraine, Eau Claire Memorial, and Wisconsin Lutheran. In Division 2, it's Nicolet, followed by Wauwatosa West, Ashwaubenon, Mount Horeb, and checking in this week at number 5, up 2 spots from 7th last week, is Racine Park. Martin Luther was number 6 at 5-0, but they were defeated by 14 Tuesday night by St. Catharines, so I would expect them to drop from the 6th spot. In Division 3, it's Milwaukee Academy of Science. My pick as the best team in the state, irregardless of divisions. Freedom is second. Lake Mills is third. Lakeside Lutheran is fourth. Dominican is fifth. checking in this week for the first time. They were unranked last week. So first time at number 6 is Racine Lutheran, who we will see tomorrow night. We'll see how long they can hold on to being a ranked team. Now they're the hunted, as Dylan Dooley would say.
Did St. Cats drop completely out of the rankings?
Totally. So in Division 4, it's Mineral Point, followed by Aquinas, Milwaukee Juno. Bondowi is 4th, Kohler is 5th. And finally in Division 5, it's Sheboygan Lutheran, followed by Royal, Pacelli, Loyal, and River.